can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So remember I told you I had something that I forgot, I can't believe I didn't talk to you about?
Yes.
Okay, I have got this crazy Kelly Dodd story that I've got to tell you. But I'm going to tell you in a little bit. Stay tuned. But it's hilarious.
Okay.
And I can't stop laughing at it. It totally makes me laugh. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. Before that, oh, Elfie's back.
Is it? I feel like it would be so fun. I know it's probably a drag having to do this every
day. By the way, if your children are listening, please turn down the radio. Go.
Oh. Whoopsies. But this year's so creative. It's so fun.
We have a cool, like, Elfie Broadway theme going on because the little ones are so into Broadway.
God, I mean, whoever invented Elfie is just...
It's a mother hater.
It's... Oh, I can imagine.
So what happened was I wasn't sleeping well last night anyway. I was just up. I had so much stuff on my mind. I was thinking about things, whatever. And all of a sudden, it was 2 a.m. And Terry and I were doing that thing where I was like, are you up? And he was like, yeah, are you up? And I'm like, uh-huh. We started talking. We're talking, talking. And I went... And he goes, what? What's wrong? I'm like, Elfie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
So 2 a.m., you're moving him around, getting him dressed.
2 a.m., we were doing a whole...
Costume change at 2 a.m.
I feel so weird. I can't even say it out loud, like, God forbid, one of the kids is listening. But yes, 2 a.m., there was a whole moment.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. So today, Elfie and Lala are hanging on aerial rings suspended from the sky a la Greatest Showman.
Oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
It's so cute, though.
It is really cute. So
Nicole and Rochelle, who are sisters, they're also Nicole's an aerial artist, and they're brilliant. And they do all the decorating for my holidays and when I have parties and all that whole thing. And they always make these crafts. And I've talked about them before, but... Today, I'm going to sit down with Kat and Coco, and we're going to do some of the crafts.
So fun.
Because now that Hanukkah's over.
Right.
Have we talked about Hanukkah?
Not yet.
Oh, we're going to talk about Hanukkah. We're going to talk about Hanukkah. We're talking about Kelly Dodd. We have to talk about Elfie. We have to talk about so much. And there was something else I felt like I needed to ask you, and now...
Slipped.
It'll come back. Where am I beginning with all of this? Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Hanukkah was great. It was really big. Oh, no, because this is what I was saying. I was saying Nicole did all these fabulous crafts. So tonight I'm going to sit with Kat and Coco and we're going to do ugly sweater making. And we're going to make these little fairy house, like winter village house things. Mm-hmm. I've got my drop cloth down. My glue guns are ready. It's so good.
It's awesome. It's so fun.
Well, because the thing was, I was telling you this before, but the thing was is that I was doing the messy activities in the garage.
Right.
Because I have a desk down there and there's plugs and you can use the glue guns and who cares about anything. But I don't want to sit in the garage. And especially since my theater seats are still in the garage, it's not like the most comfortable place to hang out. Mm-hmm. And so we had an idea to put a drop cloth down in our family room kitchen. And, oh, speaking of which, is going to be the next episode of the house tour, Heather's Closet, is going to be the family room kitchen. And we're announcing the coaster winners.
All three winners.
By the way, the coasters are epic. I said this before, but I kind of wanted to keep
one
set for myself, but I didn't. Because they're so beautiful. Are they from Bergdorf's?
Yes.
Yeah, they're from Bergdorf Goodman, and they're stunning. You're going to want them. So make sure to go to Heather's Closet and become a subscriber, because... This next episode that's coming out on Wednesday. We're having the winners announced. Okay, so there you go. Anyway,
and then you're taking a little hiatus.
Yes, and then we're taking a little break through the holidays because there's just so much going on. And as I'm sure you guys can all understand, I want to spend time with the kids and not edit. So we're going to take a little break. And then in the new year, in January, we will, after my very large birthday, we will begin anew. And then we have another very cool, we're going to kick it off with a new giveaway too. So that'll be great. So make sure to catch up over the holidays when you have a little time or you're in the car driving or, no, you can't watch it in the car.
No.
No, not that. Not in the car. I meant on the treadmill. And then we'll reconvene. Okay, so we're going to do our little crafts and I'm excited about that. So Hanukkah. So I planned this Hanukkah dinner and I have two families that always come over. It's Danya's family and Sarah's family. And we played dreidel and the whole thing. It was really fun this year. So Chef Amanda brought her best friend, Io. Io Cherry. She's so cool. Did you get to meet her?
No.
Oh, I love her. She's adorable. And they're so funny together. They obviously have been friends for a long time. So they're like, you know, ribbing each other and everything. We had a beautiful... Oh, so I posted some pictures. And in my pictures for appetizers, I had like a... a crudité board, mm-hmm. and I had a charcuterie board.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. But I got a lot of, really? That's what you're serving on the Jewish holiday? Mm-hmm. Listen, people, to each their dulcinea, as we say. Who cares? Some people like to eat that. We are not kosher.
Right.
And we enjoy it. So whatever. Okay. So this is the one time a year I cook. So I make my latkes. And I get kind of nervous. Mm-hmm. And so even though it's the same recipe and I've been making them for years and years and years, I like leave the book open. I refer back to the recipe.
No, you don't.
I do.
What?
And there's only like 5 ingredients. But I do. And I just look at it. And so I'm going to give you my big latke tip.
Okay.
Here you go. So the thing about latkes is if it's too wet, mm-hmm. they don't fry well.
Okay.
So you have to dry them out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like squish the potatoes into tea towels to try to get all the water out. Mm-hmm. I put them in the salad spinner.
Oh, smart.
That's my secret trick.
It's very smart.
So I put them in the salad spinner and then I put them in a tea towel and I get all the liquid out.
Okay.
And then I mix all the ingredients, whatever. So, and this has evolved over the years, but then a couple of years ago, I realized I needed to do that with the onions too.
Oh.
So I put the onions into the salad spinner and then I put them in the tea towel and I squish them and I get all the juice out. So when I was making my first batch, I made them and... You know, do you ever make pancakes and like the first like couple of pancakes aren't great?
Oh, totally. You have to throw them out because, yeah.
They're like...
The heat's not right.
Like too pale or yeah. you burnt them and the heat's not right yeah. or whatever. So that's usually what happens with the latkes. For some reason, the sun and moon were in the right spot or whatever and I made this most perfect batch. I had 3 pans going, the most perfect batch of latkes. There wasn't one throwaway.
Okay.
And I stack them all together. And Chef Amanda's there.
You're like, I'm really getting good at this.
I really am so talented. And I'm kind of like tooting my own horn a little bit. And they're tasting them. I'm like, no, they're good. They're good. And I'm like, oh, okay. They're good. And then, but I thought to myself, they were good, but they weren't great. There was something, I don't know.
Flavor was off.
It just didn't taste right. But they were fine. You could fry shoe leather and it would be good. Seriously. Let's be honest. And so we put those in the warming drawer. And I, you know, throw in some lipstick. And I make sure, you know, all the dreidels are out and I have everything where I need it to be. And then I decided to do the second double batch. So I call Kat and Coco downstairs who are not thrilled about still peeling potatoes at this point.
I thought they loved it.
They loved the first batch. They liked the second batch.
Okay.
And so we did all those. And while we're doing it, I open up this tea towel and it's full of onions.
Oh.
And I went, oh, I didn't put onions in the first batch.
Whoopsie.
Which sounds dumb, like who cares, but it really...
It adds so much flavor.
It changes the whole flavor because there's really no flavor in them. I mean, it's basically potatoes, a little bit of flour, there's eggs, there's salt and pepper, and there's onions.
Have you ever tried to mess with it a little bit? And add a little something else.
Well, it's funny because Amanda came over and she's like, what about putting in some of this smoked Cajun something?
So yeah.
I'm like, oh, that would be fabulous, except the kids won't eat it.
Oh. Mm.
And I'm kind of like a traditionalist when it comes to the actual holiday. I wouldn't mind trying a variation on another day.
Yeah.
But not for Hanukkah.
Got it.
I just feel like they have to be
your
the
home
real
yeah.
deal. Anyway, so I made the second batch, and the second batch tasted so good, but I didn't have the same fry god moment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there were a few clunky ones, but what can I tell you? Everyone still ate them. There were none left.
Okay, good. Success.
So, and it was fun. So I made my latkes, and everyone arrived, and it was just a really easy, fun, great night.
That's awesome.
So what happened was we had 2 tables. We had 1 table full of adults and 1 table full of kids. We had about 20 people. Mm-hmm. And so we were playing dreidel, and all the kids were playing dreidel. And for the first year ever, they all cheated.
Really?
All of them.
How do they cheat?
So the way we usually play is we start them off with like 4.
Okay.
I think everyone gets 4 gold coins. And then you spin. And the way it works is if you get gimel, we play, you get 2.
Okay.
If you get hay, you get 1. So hay half, 1. Uh-huh. If you get shin, it's like, oh, shin. And you have to give 1 back.
Okay.
And if you get none, nothing happens.
Okay.
So those are the 4 Hebrew letters that are on the sides of the dreidel. So that's how we play. And everyone plays different, so that's okay. But that's how we play. And then when you get to 18, you get to pick a prize.
Okay.
So I have all these unwrapped, cool presents that you pick most of that are up on the counter. Is that thunder?
It is.
Oh, my God. The weather here right now, just so you know, it's so bad. It's torrential raining and lightning and thunder. And I just got an... Did you get the alert on your phone?
I did.
The flood watch?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta
leave. I hate driving in the rain. I'm one of those people.
I still have a chill. I'm soaked to the bone from running in and out of the places I had to go before I came home. Oh, and you're itchy?
Yes,
why are you itchy?
I don't know.
You're itchy. I'm dry. Yes. And whatever. Anyway, so that's how we play. And then we go pick. And whoever gets to 18 and they get to go pick a prize. And it's kind of fun.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if they were just over it or it was late and the twins had to start studying for finals. I don't know what happened. But everyone got to 18 very fast.
Okay.
And Terry, by the way, who's usually very lucky, kept hitting Shin.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
Shin.
Oh, Shin. But it was fun. And they had such a good time. And everyone's eating chocolate and, you know, desserts and whatnot. And
yeah.
it was just a very easy, beautiful,
so fun,
amazing night. And Mary and Doug, who have been working with us for, you know, last several years, who serve with us and they're engaged. I'm like, did we get married yet? She's
so
like,
cute.
No. I'm like, okay, sorry. They're so great. I love them.
They are. They're so sweet.
You know what's so nice about that? It's like having family. Like, I feel like we all cooked together and we all hung out together and just a big, fun group.
Yeah, it doesn't feel awkward. It doesn't feel like I don't know who you are in my house or just
no.
It's a big
kiss.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So fun.
It was a really, really successful
good
evening, except the only thing was the kids were mad that the latkes were all gone.
But how many did you honestly make? Over 100? No.
Well, I did two. I mean, I think one batch is supposed to yield 60, but it really does. I think a double batch probably yields 60.
And you did
two. Yeah, there were probably 100 and...
Oh my God, you guys
50?
Ate that many?
Well, there were 20 people, right?
Right.
And that's a lot of math. I don't know. I'm just saying they were good.
That was the only thing.
They were
good. All right, well, at least they were good.
Yes, they were very good. It was all really kind of fabulous. We're taking a quick break, but make sure to check out the wonderful sponsors who keep this show free. Make sure to check out the show description for links to all the deals on today's episode. Speaking on sponsors, today's episode is sponsored by ADT. ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Explore the vast number of things you can do with your secure smart home. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors and set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. It'll look like your home, even when you aren't. You can control your smartphone with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. So don't worry about installing and configuring your system. ADT is going to do it for you. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor-outdoor cameras, locks, lights, garage door control, even video doorbells. All controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24/7 protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey, it's Bailey.
And Caitlin.
We have some really exciting news to tell you.
We do. We have a secret for you. And it's that we have a podcast.
With Podcast One and Direct Message.
It's called Just Between Us.
With Bailey. That's me.
And Caitlin.
All right.
And we're sisters. We have new episodes airing every Tuesday. We are going to get down to the nitty gritty, guys.
This is all about our journey together. And don't worry, because it'll be
Just Between Us.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
So on a serious note, I have this dear friend whose sister was just celebrating like really wonderful things in her life, like milestone events in her life, and everything was great. And 4 weeks later, last Friday, she committed suicide.
Awful. Absolutely.
There's no answers, and there was no note, and there was no anything. So I'm only mentioning this not to depress anyone, but, you know, I understand that for so many people, especially the holiday time, it can be very overwhelming. It could be very depressing. And I mean, I think everyone's so busy. Maybe sometimes we're not even noticing what's going on with our family and our friends. And I mean, not that anyone could have known this particular situation. This literally came out of nowhere. But gosh, let's all take care of ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
This holiday season, and take care of each other. And if you are depressed and if there is something going on with you, please, please seek medical attention.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I have a very, very close friend of mine who I haven't really heard from him really recently. And I spoke to them yesterday and they were saying that they were having these thoughts, these really, really negative thoughts, because they were just feeling very lonely, very lost in their life, and just a lot of identity crisis. And it's just, there's a lot of pressure right now. And just in the world, I think of being able to sort of express who you are, come out if you want to come out. And, you know, it is the holidays and it's just, it's a lot. So when they told me that, I felt horrible because I'm like, oh my God, I haven't reached out. I just thought maybe they were just going through something, or maybe they were busy, or what's happened to our friendship. And it had nothing to do with me. It's literally that they were just, they had been off and I knew it. I didn't act upon it, and I didn't say, hey, is everything okay? I think had I just said that, that would have maybe opened the topic of conversation. But I mean, luckily, you know, they opened up to me, but it's so scary because they could have easily done something to themselves and I would have felt absolutely terrible.
Right. It's good to check in with people.
It really is.
Remember I was telling you the story about my mother-in-law? She had belonged to this group in the neighborhood. Didn't I tell you the story? And then she had to have surgery on her hip. She's fine, by the way. But she like stopped going to the group.
No.
And no, she said to me, all right, so she stopped going to the group. And she said to me later, no one ever called her or checked on her. Nothing. And Terry and I were talking to her. And Terry's like, well, how long have you been going to this thing? She's like, 6 years.
What?
It's like a neighborhood thing where everyone brings food and you make a house every 2 weeks or three weeks, you gather, and no one checked in on her.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, would I have thought
to do that?
To do that. And then weirdly, not long after that, and maybe it's because this happened, I'm not sure if I would have noticed or not, but maybe it's because that happened. There was a gal at the gym who's a little bit older who I used to see every day, and I hadn't seen her in quite some time. And I realized it, and I asked the front desk about her, and they didn't know. And then I asked someone else that works out there and they said, oh, she moved. And then I remembered she told me they were moving to like a different place for part of the year or whatever. And I've now seen her since.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I talked to her.
But now it makes you almost aware about the people around you.
Yeah. So if this is any kind of reminder for anyone to reach out to people that you love or acquaintances or just, you know, if you haven't seen someone in a while. And nothing wrong with catching up.
Absolutely. Especially with the holidays. I think people can get very lonely. Yeah. You can get in your head and...
Yeah. And nothing wrong with adding someone to your table.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
More the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened?
You're saying just in general?
Just in general. Yeah, I was trying to find a happier subject.
Oh. On another note, yesterday I was talking to Riley. He's like, we're talking about Christmas gifts to each other.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, what happened?
And he was like, I know what I'm going to get you. I'm going to go, oh, yeah? Okay, well, can you just give me like a hint? Yeah. And he's like, I don't think you're going to like it, but you need it.
That's what I said to you. Oh. I didn't say you need it. Oh, yeah, you do.
But why? I'm like, why are you telling me that? He goes,
is it another Apple Watch?
He goes, remember the Apple Watch you didn't like? I go, yeah. He goes, it's something like that. He goes, but then you ended up liking it. I'm like, ugh. But why give me something I don't want?
Can't you learn your lesson and just ask Heather?
Oh, seriously. Hey, Heather.
All right, so you know what you need to do? You know how some people used to do Dear Heather and people would ask questions? You need to have the gift box.
Oh.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
This is a very good thing to do. So you get a little box or whatever, an envelope. You can put it in his or her top drawer, somewhere where they can easily access it. It's easily accessible. And what you do is you can like either print out pictures of things or write things down, different kinds of gifts at different price points.
Yeah.
And you put them in this little envelope or this little box. And if they're feeling especially loving towards you or a holiday is coming up, they can look through the box and be like, oh, well, she likes this, she likes that, she likes this kind of thing. And that way you don't really know, like, things that you wouldn't normally buy for yourself.
Right.
And that way you don't really know what it is, but if they, it gives them a jumping off point at least.
Yeah.
And then it's not like the epic present if they don't, if they're not in the mood for that, mm-hmm. but at least there's, you know, there's a $20 present there, a $100 right. present, there's a $500 present, you know, there's like a range.
That's hilarious. We've You've never done this though.
No. But I think it's a
good idea. But it's a great idea. It is.
I've never had to do that. It's either he's done it on his own mm-hmm. or he's told me to point blank pick it out.
Right.
There's really never been.
I wonder if you would change your mind. Like, I feel like I wonder if I would put something in there like, you know, let me look through my.
Go back and edit. Totally. Right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of like having a Pinterest thing.
Totally.
You just put things you like, and then if you don't like them, you take them out. I think for me, I like some of the things that I would probably pick you couldn't get after a while. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to pick more timeless things, I think.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a good idea, especially at the beginning of a relationship mm-hmm. when
you it's a little awkward. You just sort of...
They want to score.
Yeah.
They don't really know what to get. Yeah. You're like, well, here's my lower ones. Here's my medium ones. Here's my higher ones. They're like, oh, I want to really like impress this person. I want to get one of the high ones.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
That's so fun. I like it.
What are you going to get him?
I have no idea. Because I'm like, give me at least the range.
Like a dollar amount?
Like, is it $500? Is it $200? Is it $1,000? Right. What are we talking here? That way I know, okay, we're going to stay in this price point.
Did he get
and he won't give it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
He's like, it's sentimental and you won't like it, but you'll need it.
What? That doesn't even
And he
even
said
compute.
His sister said, yes, do it. So and now I have absolutely
it's
no
idea.
It's
sentimental and you need it.
But I probably won't
like it.
Yeah.
Why? It's the sentimental part that's throwing me. What do you
need? He said it's sentimental. I don't know. I said I don't need anything. It's going to better my life, he said.
It's going to... Oh, it's another Apple Watch. It's the updated Apple Watch with a better strap. Who are you kidding? Totally. It's a new phone.
No.
And he engraved the back.
No.
It's...
I don't know.
A laptop? Don't you have a desktop?
Yeah.
Maybe I got you a laptop.
Your face is like you're mortified.
with a picture of him on the cover. It's a pop socket.
kill me. Oh, and he said that he would not propose during the holidays.
Why does that even come up? By the way, if you're looking for a ring, stop looking.
No, I wasn't. I don't even know how it came up, but it was something. I forgot how it came up. And then he said, I wouldn't propose during the holidays. I go, well, then it's my birthday. You're not going to do it during my birthday. And then now we're, because he had said.
In Paris.
He had said a year. He's like, I thought we said a year from when we moved in together.
Yeah, it's going to be in Paris. You know what I like about that plan? I think I'm going to be there.
No,
celebrate.
That's like someone proposing at someone else's wedding.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes.
No, this is a trip.
No, but still.
We're not renewing our vows. It's okay. No. This is good. And you would always remember. Oh, no, because it's not even our anniversary, by the way. Our anniversary is June 5th.
I know, but still.
No, it's just a trip.
I don't know.
Please, it's just a trip. But it's where you fell in love. It would be so beautiful. And then we could get a photographer and take engagement photos in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that sounds...
Oh, really? Go look.
Oh, there's some beautiful ones. Are you kidding?
I want that. I was weirdly on the treadmill today thinking, should I pack my wedding dress?
No.
For the June trip?
No.
And take a beautiful photo of us 20 years later in front of the Eiffel Tower?
I mean, it'd be epic, but let's just Photoshop the dress on you. Let's be honest.
Gosh darn it. I get no fun. You spend a third of your life in sheets. Isn't that crazy? This holiday season is a great time for a bedding upgrade for you or a loved one. I love good sheets. You know that.
I do.
I love good sheets. There's nothing like slipping into a beautiful, high-grade, lovely set of sheets. But guess what? There's a company called Brooklinen that is doing it cheaper and better than anyone else with 30,000 plus 5-star reviews and winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They are going to be your go-to. So whether the sheets are just for you or they're for a gift for someone else, these are 5-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to offer. And they also have towels, robes, candles, sleep masks, and so much more. Super fast shipping makes sure that you can get your holiday gifts right on time. Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that their product, all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Heather. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. Kelly Dodd.
Yes.
This is hilarious. All right. You know that usually when someone tries to engage me, I don't engage.
Yeah.
Because why? I've made that mistake in the past. That's for sure. With other people. But I think I'm getting a little smarter as I get older, and I don't care about most of these like silly things. So whatever. And I forget about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about my recent relationship with Kelly Dodd.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, no, clearly we were on the show together. We're off the show. I used to run into her every while. I always say hi. We always used to say hi to each other. Saw her at the gym a few times. And then she went on Watch What Happens Live and said something not great about Terry, mm-hmm. that he was killing people or something like this. Mm-hmm. And, or he had, or whatever. It wasn't true. And it was totally inflammatory. And you just can't make stuff up about people like this. So we had to call Evolution, the production company, to call her and say, you know, you can't do this. This isn't true. And this is his reputation. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can't do that. And so she tweeted something nice, like, I was wrong. I can't remember what she
apologized.
She tweeted something nice. Mm-hmm. And then I ran into her at the gym and she came up to me and she apologized. And I was like, yeah, that was uncool. She's like, look, I could have avoided you, but I just wanted to come up and say, I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm just trying to, like, do the right thing. And what, she, totally appropriate, really nice. And I said, mm-hmm. great, we're fine. We're cool. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. And then she tweeted something like, hey, Heather and I just spoke. All good, great people. I can't remember, but it was, like, something very nice like that.
Yeah.
So I think we're fine.
Yeah, right.
Right? I think we're totally fine. And then, you know, I get tagged on things sometimes. Do you have yourself on Google Alerts?
I don't. I'm not that important.
Terry has himself on Google Alerts.
Okay.
I think I used to, but uh-huh. I got rid of it a long time ago. I don't think I really want to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get any of that stuff. But I got tagged on Twitter for a couple of things, and I guess Kelly had given an interview when she was doing press and said they were asking her who she didn't want to come back to the show next year and who she did. So she said she didn't want Vicky to come back because X, Y, and Z. I haven't watched the show since I've been off, so I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But she said that, and then they said, who do you want to come back? And she said, Heather Dubrow, because I can't stand her, and it would be great drama. And we see each other at the gym, and we never talk to each other, and we don't even exchange pleasantries. And I swear to you, I don't even remember seeing her.
After the fact?
After that conversation about Terry. I mean, maybe? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
But if we did, I don't remember. And mm-hmm. if we didn't say hi to each other, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm...
You're not like out looking for her, specifically not, trying to dodge her kind of thing.
Certainly not.
Okay.
So, I heard her say that and I kind of rolled my eyes, whatever, and I forgot about it. So then comes Hanukkah, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm at the stove cooking up the latkes, the ones with the onions, the good batch. I'm making them. And Sarah Cohen, who's, you know, been a girlfriend of mine for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
comes over to me and we're talking. And she goes, oh, my gosh. And I go, what? And she goes, oh, no, never mind.
Oh, like, you can't do that.
I go, you can't do that. What are you talking about? And so she's like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. Never mind. I go, what? She goes, well, did you see the video that Kelly Dodd made?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. She goes, she filmed us outside of Orange Theory. Should I play it?
Sure.
So what happened was the day of Hanukkah, Sarah and I, we leave the gym and we're standing outside talking, which I don't usually do, mm-hmm. but we were standing there talking and we ended up getting into a conversation about this thing and we're talking. And finally I go, oh my God, this is ridiculous. I'm seeing you tonight. We'll finish the conversation then. Got to go somewhere else. And we left. But we probably were standing outside for like a solid 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now, you know, look, I have four kids, jobs, busy, running from place to place. I don't usually have a lot of time to hang out after class and have a conversation. And she's one of my best friends and I love her. So I was so excited about it. But Sarah is telling me, did you see this video that Kelly Dodd made? Because one of Sarah's friends saw it on Kelly's Instagram story and called Sarah and said, oh my God, you're on Kelly's Instagram story. And she was like, what? So listen to this.
Heather Dubrow has been sitting there. I'm trying to avoid her at all costs, trying to get in my workout, and she won't leave the area. Stop talking. I need to get my workout in. I don't want to run into you. Okay, my class starts in 1 minute, and she's still there talking. She's still there talking. Come on, Heather Dubrow, leave. I want to get my workout in. Stop talking. Okay, I guess it's starting. The bitch won't leave. So I'm going to have to face the music and run into her, which is so annoying. There she is. Won't leave. 25.
Is that hilarious? I mean, okay. By the way, I didn't see her, so I must have just walked away.
Right.
I had no idea that
that was even going on.
No, I had no idea. Oh, my God. I cracked up for, like, I don't know, a good 5 minutes over this.
Oh, I
Well, first of all,
even.
I mean, I guess apparently we have a feud.
Right.
Can you have a feud if only one of you is feuding?
I don't think that's possible.
I think the only way you could have a feud by yourself is if maybe if, like, if you had multiple personalities. But, like, how can you have a feud if we're not feuding?
Oh, my goodness.
So funny. But I'm just thinking, like, here's this grown woman. Now, listen. You know, we were on the show together. You know what happens. It's funny. Lisa Rinna tweeted something a couple of days ago where she said, I don't know what she was replying to, but she said something like, talking about the show, talking about Housewives. We laugh, we cry, we fight, we make up. It's a TV show. We make a television show. We're so lucky to have these jobs. I'm so grateful. It was like something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about that and I'm laughing to myself and I'm thinking, right. So now I've been off the show 2 years.
Right.
Right? And it's not like I'm vying to come back. It's not like there's imminent conversations. Nothing.
You guys aren't even in each other's worlds.
No.
Like at all.
At all. Like our kids don't go to the same school. Nothing. And in my mind, the last time we spoke,
it was like, okay.
It was copacetic. She apologized for the Terry thing. I said, fine. She tweeted that they were so nice. That was kind of the end of that. All right. So you're on this Housewives show. And yeah, things happen. You're together a lot and you're filming and situations get heightened and emotions are heightened. And it's all very important at the time. Just like high school.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. And then there's a little alcohol involved and all this stuff happens. Okay. I was there. I get it. Okay. But in the light of day, in the parking lot of Orange Theory, this grown woman, this mother, is sitting in a car filming me and my friend Sarah because we're standing outside Orange Theory talking. I'm not blocking the door. I haven't barricaded it. She didn't want to run into me because she didn't want to say hi. By the way, if you watch the video, you know what? I'm going to post the video. If you watch, it's hilarious. She calls me a B-I-T-C-H in the video, by the way. If you watch the video, my back is actually to her car. She could have, and I'm not blocking the door.
Right.
She very easily could have walked behind me without me seeing her and walked into the studio. So I don't know. Maybe I should be flattered that she's obsessed with me or like wants to make a thing, because clearly you're not going to make a video and post it and say my name 7 times. You want me to see it.
Right.
Right? Okay. Kelly, I saw it.
Right.
By the way, thank you for the laugh. It was hilarious.
I think maybe she's in it right now. She's in the trenches of the show. And
but
like
the show is over. They've been through the reunion. Like they're not even filming right now.
But I think she's still there. And so I think you just trigger that for her.
Oh, no.
And
she hates me.
It's so bizarre,
it's
though.
It's so weird. Because like when people ask me about the show, I always say this, I don't think back to what so-and-so said to me or what I said to so-and-so or what I like to think about the positive stuff. I like to think about there were like a few nights, even in Ireland, which was not a great trip basically for me televisually, but like there were a few nights we went to that bar and we danced and it was so fun. And there was one night I think we were in Shannon's room. Mm-hmm. We were all hanging out and drinking. I don't know. It was just, because you have to understand, we're together so much. Right. There's so many fun, hysterical moments that you have with these women, and you bond so much.
Right.
And even Kelly and I had some really great moments together in our couple of years there together, and some not so great moments, whatever. But I'm going to choose to think about.
And you haven't hold ones. On to it though. Like no. you don't have a grudge towards anyone.
No.
Or any moment. So it's.
But you would think even if someone felt I had wronged them or slighted them, because certainly I said stupid things. Yeah. I said things I regret, acted in ways I wish I hadn't. Absolutely. That's life. It's all about like how you learn from it and where you go and where you move on. But to me, it's like high school. Like, and I that's the only thing I can compare it to.
Right.
It's like things happen in high school that are, you know, when you have a boyfriend, it's so important and your girlfriends mm-hmm. are so important. It's really the same kind of emotionality.
Right.
When you're in it like that. And I completely get it. But here I am off the show for two. By the way, you know who I constantly text with?
Who?
Alexis Bellino.
Right.
Sure, our kids are in this theater together. I run into her. She's lovely. And I feel like we're sorority sisters.
Exactly.
And guess what? We had some hideous moments together on the show. Right. We also had some laughs on the show. But here we are now. We have a history together. It's like having gone to high school together or being in a sorority together or having this joined experience together.
Right.
It's just so funny to me
that she can't.
She's just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a little flattered.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she might be mildly obsessed with me. And I don't know, but she wanted me to see it. So I saw it, got the good laugh. And I don't know. I felt like I had to discuss it.
Well, yes. I mean, that video almost went viral. It's crazy.
It's so funny. I'm going to post it myself.
You should.
I'm going to post it today.
It's funny.
It's hilarious. And yeah. It's so funny.
I'm sure you'll get crap for it, right? Of why are you even acknowledging it and why this, why that. But what?
Yeah. You know what, though? Listen, Kelly is basically a nice person. I think she's a good mom. I think her daughter's sweet. And I don't know why she's wants to feud with me. But I would just say, after 2 years of not being on the show, in the words of Frozen, let it go.
Agreed.
Or don't, and hold on to it and be obsessed. What could I tell you?
Oh, goodness.
It was funny, though.
Right?
Yeah. Do you know about Sunday Scary's sister company, FOMO Bones?
Yes.
So they're all natural CBD dog bones for anxiety. Do you know what FOMO means?
The fear of missing out,
yes,
right?
Yes. Isn't that so funny? I get that.
Me too.
But isn't that funny? Because pets get that.
You think so?
Absolutely. Animals get anxiety. They get fear of separation.
Oh, yes.
They don't like thunder.
Yes.
They don't like flying. They don't like car rides, a lot of them. So think about it. CBD has all of those incredible anti-anxiety relaxing properties, but no THC. So, you're not getting your dog high.
Right.
You're just calming them down in this incredibly natural, nice way. Maybe they don't like fireworks, dog parks. The mailman.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, our listeners can buy FOMO Bones with a 10% discount and free shipping at FOMOBones.com using promo code Heather. That's FOMOBONES, FOMOBones.com using promo code Heather. Because remember, FOMO isn't just a human problem. Your dog probably has it too. Especially if you have one of those little dogs that likes to follow you around all the mm-hmm. time and doesn't want to be without you. Separation anxiety is for real, but don't worry. FOMO Bones is on a mission to end FOMO for dogs and pet parents everywhere with the safest, purest, and most effective anti-anxiety ingredient available today, CBD. There's also other ingredients in there, including chamomile, valerian root, passion flower, just to name a few. They have spent years coming up with this incredibly perfect mix of all natural ingredients. So go to FOMOBones.com and use promo code Heather for your 10% discount and free shipping. You know what I wanted to ask you? I wanted to ask you about Lido's doing a masquerade ball for New Year's.
Yes.
So what's that about?
Nothing's confirmed yet.
Who told me that?
I think I told you. No.
No.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Yeah.
It's literally a hurricane outside.
Will you stop?
I had to lay down my gong. I had to lay down my cage chairs.
Oh, my. I dread driving in the rain. It scares the crap out of me. Yeah, nothing is confirmed yet, but they're thinking of doing this whole caviar, champagne, vodka moment as soon as you walk in. And then leading everybody up to the rooftop.
And the party will be on the rooftop.
Party will be on the rooftop.
The whole thing.
Well, they were debating between the ballroom, the rooftop. So that's why nothing is really confirmed yet. But it's supposed to be a pretty epic,
like with a New band Year's Eve and that kind of thing.
Yeah, like live music and all that stuff.
Should I not have New Year's with the kids? Should we do that?
Well, that's why I was asking you to see what you were going to do. But I don't, let's get all the things confirmed and then let's see if it's worth it.
See what it is.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd want to hang out on the rooftop. That sounds cold to me. I mean, I know that people love that. I'm just saying, me personally, I'm always cold.
Yeah.
So I know with heaters, it'll be fabulous. But I like a ballroom, personally.
I'll try to push for the ballroom.
I'm more of a ballroom girl. So funny. I always try to push Riley. He's so disinterested when I give him suggestions. I'm like, so listen, Riley, for Christmas Eve, what I'm thinking is...
No, he loved your ideas for the kids.
Oh, good.
He put the kibosh on the cornbread that you and Lindsay were talking about.
What cornbread?
Remember, she was like, I love a good cornbread. And you're like, oh, you should tell Riley to add cornbread to the dinner.
Why are they going?
For the Christmas. No, but I think you were just asking for the...
We were talking
because you were saying to add the... non-cream cream corn to the cornbread.
And he's
like, yeah, we're not doing that. I go, I'm just relaying the message.
That is so funny. No, because the cornbread, as you might remember, in the Dominican Republic was sliced toasted bagels.
Right.
So, but that is a thing with cornbread. So people will put creamed corn into the cornbread.
He said he makes one of the best cornbreads. So I'll have him make it.
Can't he just make me cornbread then?
I know. You would eat it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm, well.
Yes.
Okay.
Heck yes.
Okay, good to know.
My God, Chef Amanda. So for Hanukkah dinner, I wrote it down or I texted her because I wanted to know the name of the rice that she used. It was really good. It was this black rice. So she made like a filet of, what do you call that? Like a prime filet of beef?
Okay.
Is that what you call that? Like the really long one where they put the little... like fancy things on the bones. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So she made that, and then she made rotisserie chicken, and then she made, then we had latkes. Mm-hmm. She did root vegetables.
Yeah.
And then for the kids, she also added like some pasta and some mashed potatoes, just because some of a couple of the little young ones I was a little concerned about. Oh, she made forbidden rice pilaf.
Forbidden rice.
What? And she made Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
It was so good. And then we did hot mulled wine. It was mildly a little bit of Crispica. We did hot mulled wine. Have you ever had hot mulled wine?
No.
So William Sonoma has mulling spices.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I don't know how, I have to ask my mom how she used to make this, but I remember growing up, like even in high school, my mom would make mulled wine. So she would take like not expensive wine and you heat it. And you put, I think, cinnamon and cloves and stuff like that. A little
bit of, don't they have like fruit? No.
No, that's sangria.
No, but I thought it was like cuts of some like a citrus, like an or no?
Not in this. You could, and some people might add also.
Or was it Grand Marnier? Right.
But in this one that my mom used to do, it was just spicy. But by the way, this is kind of like hot sangria in a way.
Yeah.
But it was just spices. So William Sonoma actually sells a tin of mulling spices. And I think they have one for cider also.
Mm.
So if, for the kids,
yeah.
If you want to do hot mulled cider, which we did.
Right, okay.
We did hot mulled cider and we did hot mulled wine. But Amanda did her own blend and it was delicious.
Yeah.
So we did hot mulled cider and then she made pie.
Ugh.
Yeah, pecan pie. I know, this isn't really the no one in my family likes jelly donuts.
Is that
that's sort of the tip? It's called sufganiyo. I think I'm saying that right. If I'm not, I'm sorry. I can't remember the Hebrew word for it, but it's jelly donuts.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something sweet. And, but we don't, none of us eat that. Yeah. So she made pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and apple pie.
Yum.
So good. And hot mulled wine.
Yeah.
And these, well, we served them in these big brandy sifters. It was so good. But if you want to try it, get the William Sonoma one because it's good.
Good. I'll try it. Oh, maybe I'll make it for Riley.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be a good little surprise. But it's nice to make in a big punch bowl and serve it like that. It's nice to have for a little party.
How exciting.
Why did I get off on that tangent? What were we talking about right before that? Oh, the cornbread he's not making me.
Right.
Oh, and she made rolls and she made challah bread.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Talented young.
She is talented. So there's this restaurant in downtown New York called, my friend Christina Lyon was telling me about it, called, it's Matthew Kenny's restaurant called Double Zero. Mm-hmm. And it's a vegan pizzeria.
Yeah, you were
and
telling me.
And the thing looks epic. So I started talking to Chef Amanda about it, and we're talking, and she looks it up, and I think one opened in Venice.
Really?
Yeah, but when you click on it, it said it was supposed to open in August of 2018. Uh-huh. If anyone knows this restaurant, will you please DM me?
I'm going to ask Riley, too.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell by, I started looking it up, and I couldn't tell if it was a space that was going to sell their dough and their this and their that.
Or an actual sit-down.
Sit-down restaurant, or if it was a place that was servicing restaurants to supply them with that.
Double Zero, right?
Yeah, Double Zero. I couldn't, Matthew Kenny. Really amazing chef.
Hmm.
But I'm desperate to go in New York. I'm like, honey, are we going to New York anytime soon? He's like, oh, well, they wanted us to go for Botch Press, but we couldn't go. I'm like, oh.
You're like, we're going.
He's like, too late. I already said no. It's literally a hurricane outside.
I know. I love it, though.
How are you liking Lightning Fit?
I'm obsessed with it. I don't know about you, but I just feel tighter. Uh-huh. Like, it's nothing that you could do at the gym. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. I can't even explain it.
So before we went to Dominican, usually when I go on a bathing suit vacation, like I really try to shred down. Because first of all, you want to feel confident in your bathing suit. And second of all, I like to eat when I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I like to have a little room to play.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have time to do that before I left. So I just worked out normally, ate normally, Dubrow diet. Oh, by the way, I think it should be restocking at Amazon. Either today, maybe today.
Oh, good.
So get your orders in, because like I said, they're going to go in the queue. So get your Dubrow diet now. And they still have copies at Barnes & Noble, a few, I believe. So I didn't have time to do the shred, but I was doing the Lightning Fit, and I felt tighter.
You did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Were you so sore after the first couple ones, or are you still sore?
After the first one, remember they were like, you're going to be sore?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. I was so sore, I couldn't sit down on the toilet. After the second one, I was not sore at all.
Okay.
Third one, no. And now I think I've done, or was that, did I only do two before? No, I did three before, right?
Yeah.
So now I just did four and five, totally sore.
You are?
Uh-huh.
I sore every time. It's such a great workout.
Terry's still a non-believer.
Okay. Are you going to have him do it, though? Just have him try one.
Yeah, no, Andre went from Box House.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he liked it.
Oh, good.
I thought it was cool. But I think this is the kind of thing you can't just go once. You have to really go.
Absolutely.
You know, like 8 to 10 times.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I love the trainers. They're all amazing. I love that it's a 25-minute workout.
Yes, in and out.
You're totally in and out. And my muscles are sore. I mean, they're really sore.
Yeah. I mean, if all the athletes are doing it, then you know.
They are?
Yes. All professional athletes are doing it right now. Especially in Europe, too.
Has Durolk done it?
No, but I wanted to send it to him.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get him in there.
Yes.
Oh, let's totally do that.
I know.
All right. So I have to go pick up the children. Coco's birthday party is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
40 kids at laser tag.
So fun.
With a Minion theme. So I wanted to do this really cute black and yellow Minion theme, and I was putting it all together. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking at some stuff online, and she goes, oh, can I have those napkins? And she wanted like this napkin, that tablecloth, this, and nothing.
All random.
All random. It's all Minions, but nothing matches. It's all very cheap looking and hideous. And I was telling Lindsay, and Lindsay goes, can't you just lead her in the other direction? I go, nope, I bought it all.
I love it. It's her birthday. Who cares?
By the way, I don't care. She's turning 8. I cannot believe she's turning 8.
I can't believe it either. I feel like just yesterday she was crawling and, oh.
And had a side pony.
Yes.
I was carrying her passy into her room last night. And yeah. I love to pick her up because I know I'm not going to be able to do it for very much longer. And I like holding her hand because it's little and I like hearing her little voice read to me. And I always say to her, I'm like, oh, how much longer can I carry you? She was so sweet last night. I'm sure it'll change tonight, but she was so sweet last night. She's like, I love you, mommy.
Oh,
so excited for my party.
So cute.
I know.
And her tortoise.
Her tortoise named Mark.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I know. So we're doing that. And then the Happiness Project is this weekend. Lindsay's huge charity event, which is going to be amazing, epic. So proud to be a sponsor and work there and do the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Then Coco and I are going gingerbread decorating on Saturday.
Fun.
And then Terry and I are going to go to LA for the night and celebrate because, oh, when this comes out today,
yeah,
December 7th is the 22-year anniversary of our blind date.
Wow. Where it all started.
Where it all began.
Or ended.
Or ended. D-Day.
D-Day.
The day that will live in infamy. No, if you live it 22 years.
It's a long time.
You know, I realize that it's been that long, but it just doesn't seem that long.
It's, better that way.
No, I know. You don't want to be like, wow, this is dragging on, exactly. Man. When is this coming to a close?
Exactly.
That would not be a good attitude.
No.
No. I will not be pulling out. I was going to say I'm not pulling out my wedding dress, but that's the wrong anniversary. Yeah, 22 years.
That's awesome.
So thank you again, Carrie and Craig Smith. Love you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Guys, have a fabulous weekend. We will be back next week. I'm sure there will be some aftermath of my story. We shall see, and I'll let you know how the big anniversary went. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.